Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column, which is called You Hurt My Feelings. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. I am happy to say we have all our regular guests today. Wayne Levine will bring his unique point of view to the men's room. Pastor Drew Sams is with us for Teen Wrap, and Jim Scheinberg will be with us to offer financial advice and guidance in family financial matters. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and if you haven't already, please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are nearing 4,000 dads and moms from all over the world. As you know, my book came out this month. And, or I should say last month, depending on where and when you're listening to my show. And I had the unbelievable joy yesterday of seeing photos sent to me from Ghana, Africa, where my book has just appeared. Now, it's not published in Ghana, Africa, but as some of you know, I have befriended a school in Ghana, Africa, a girls' school. And I know the pastor through social media, through the internet, a wonderful man named Frank Benin, and his kids who befriended me via a chat on Facebook. I mean, it's miraculous. And my readers, my listeners, and my own family have sent them books, toys, and other things. I hope to visit them and bring them some used and refurbished laptops and help them in other ways as well. But I sent them a box that included three copies of my book, along with my son's contributions, which were many books for kids, as well as a lot of Archie's, which they seem to really enjoy, a handful of other little knickknacks like pencils, pencil cases, all sorts of things that we take for granted but are useful there. And it takes a while for it to arrive, and then it sits in customs, and there's all kinds of procedures that they have to go through. But after nearly a month, they got the books, and they posted some pictures on their Facebook page. I then looked at these pictures, and it was heartwarming to the max. There's just no way to describe the feeling of seeing these kids' faces and the joy. And also there's a photo which you can find in the article that I wrote, which is in the blog section or linked on the homepage of my website, brucesalen.com. There's a photo of Pastor Benin reading the book in an automobile with the driver looking over at him with a big smile. Maybe his wife, I'm not sure. There's another wonderful photo of a woman reading the book to a couple little kids. It I can't tell you. It's just the best feeling in the world. I spoke 2 weeks ago at a conference in New York about social media and the fact that you always get more when you give. And it's so true. And ironically, that statement was tweeted throughout the conference and tweeted afterwards. And the pictures I got from my friends in Agana Swedru, Africa, were incredibly more rewarding than the pittance it cost, although it's not a pittance, frankly, to send a box of books over to Africa. So I wanted to share that with you because it just feels good to see that. You also might enjoy the talk that I gave in New York, which you can also find at brucesalen.com or just look it up on YouTube. Probably you could find it under my name. The name of the conference is called the 140 Conference with the hashtag or the number sign before it. So it's hashtag 140 CONF. And they're held all over the world, put together by quite an entrepreneurial guy and an eccentric character, which is the best way to describe Jeff Pulver. And it's an amazing event to go to, and I was blessed and pleased to be allowed to speak at the one that took place two weeks ago in New York. And I was also blessed to bring my son with me. And we spent 5 days in New York, and it was one of those bonding things that is irreplaceable and valuable. We are going to start today. We are going to inaugurate a new feature on the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Each week, we will play a one-minute featurette, as I'm calling it, called A Dad's Point of View, and it will offer a tip or a little slice of life advice that I give on a regular basis in my columns and certainly in my book. And if we have a drum roll, which I hope Richard has. Do we have a drum roll, Richard? There we go. Let's listen to the first one.
You got to act. To wait the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. There is no such thing as quality time. I learned early on in my parenting that the often quoted notion of quality time was pure bunk. The only thing that matters to our children is quantity time, since the only time they will open up is when they are good and ready. You can't schedule time with your children the way you might with a business appointment, and the moments that will surprise you the most are when you least expect it. There is no such thing as quality time, only quantity time. Let me repeat, there is no such thing as quality time, only quantity time. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
I hope you enjoyed our inaugural A Dad's Point of View parenting tip or life tip. We will be playing them each week, a new one each week. We have recorded 10, the first batch, and I'll be recording another 10 later in the summer. We are also offering these for free to any radio station in the country. So if you think your local station that you like should be carrying it, please advise them, not to mention the fact that we would love to have our show carried in more stations. We have just gotten a new station in Alaska. So I'm very excited. I'll be able to give you the details on that later. By the way, there are sponsor slots open. So anybody that would like to be a sponsor of A Dad's Point of View, just write me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Today's topic is You Hurt My Feelings. Now, I often talk about parenting, but this is probably more of a marital topic. I would say, and I love my wife dearly, that those four words come out of her mouth a lot more than the three words I would rather hear. Now, we know what those three words are. I love you. You hurt my feelings. And the problem with that statement is I can't say you're wrong. Someone says their feelings are hurt. You can't deny it. You could defend it. You can talk about it. You can ask why. But someone's feelings are someone's feelings. And it is not for someone else to make a judgment around those feelings. And I would suspect, even though the PC police might arrest me for this, that you hurt my feelings comes out of women's mouths a little bit more than men's. I'm certainly sensitive, but I don't really get my feelings hurt as much as my wife. And this is a marital dilemma. I love my wife, but when she utters those words, I cringe. I used to try to defend myself, but the hardest part of the whole darn thing is most of the time I haven't a clue what I did wrong. I mean, she's all mad, and I'm supposed to know. I'm supposed to read her mind. And I haven't a clue. I mean, the other day she called me farthead. Okay, maybe I have an idea what that might be about. But much of the time, I haven't a clue what I've done. Now, we've actually talked about this. We've gone to therapy about this. And the therapist says, you need to tell your husband what bothers him, what bothers you. And she says, he should know. I am sure nobody can relate to this, in some cases outside of my marriage, my wacky humor will get me in trouble. And it certainly does with my wife, and it has gotten me in big trouble on Twitter and Facebook, Twitter especially, because you have 140 characters. Email, it happens also because nuance does not come across in email tweets or little Facebook posts. So hurting someone's feelings, and I will again risk arrest by the PC police, and hurting women's feelings is something that happens to me all the time. Now, part of it is because I have a big mouth. Part of it is I don't censor what I'm saying enough. I do try, at least when I'm on air, to be moderately cautious, and I don't think Richard has had to bleep me ever. Have you, Richard? Now, so far, we haven't had a bleep. I'm happy to say that. We will come back to this topic and also get it heard and spun on by our guests that are coming up with Wayne Levine next. Richard Dugan, my producer, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.